what would you say is the eternal pull of La Traviata?
It's beautiful. It's sumptuous. It's gorgeous. You know, the what they wear, where they are, everything about it, you know, is a visual splendor, quite honestly. So you have that. And then Verdi, who's at the height of his powers at this point, just having had a huge success with Trovatore and going to be having another great success with Rigoletto. He's writing amazing melodies, and but the music is catchy, it's tuneful, you can sing it, and yet it's complex at the same time, the way a true work of art should be. And then when you get into the story itself, there are, of course, the surface issues that we deal with in opera all the time, of course, love and death and things of that nature. But if you go deeper into it, I mean, it's almost a prodigal son story. And everybody, I think, resonates to some degree with the idea of redemption, or at least the opportunity for redemption. So I think it's a mixture of all those things that have made this an perennial popular hit.
Christopher, are there any difficulties in putting together a well-rounded cast for La Traviata?
It's very difficult. We require a soprano who's got an amazing range, a solid high end to her voice that she can sustain and sing and use in many different ways. We need a tenor who very much has the same thing, who can sound boisterous and enthusiastic, which again means having to explore much of the top end of his range. And then a baritone who has to have this amazing gravitas, and the Verdi baritone is a particularly narrow range of the baritone voice in terms of the type of singers who are out there. There are people who have this warm, virile sound, and yet at the same time, again, a high extension that they're very comfortable using when they need to declaim something. We're lucky to have great singers in all of these. You know, we've talked about Anya, and you've heard her, someone who's, this is one of her main roles that she sings. Then a young, wonderful tenor with enthusiasm that mirrors exactly what we're looking for in Alfredo, with a thrilling young tenor sound. And then we have Michael Chioldi, of course, who's sought after all over the world, frankly, as a Verdi baritone, singing one of his signature roles. But that list of people who can sing any of these is not very long. Everybody thinks they can, but the reality is those that can do it and do it well is not a long list.